we read Vayigdulu Hanorim, that this is the source of Bar Mitzvah. In this week's parsha, Vayigdulu Hanorim, that Yaakov and Esav became 13 years old. And that's the source of Bar Mitzvah. The Bar Mitzvah, now he's chayev in mitzvahs, he has to do mitzvahs. It's interesting that the minhag became in America, this is a recent minhag, the past 20, 30 years, that a Bar Mitzvah boy reads the parsha. He lays the Torah, which is an interesting minhag, because really there are some mefarshim that say, the Bach, that even before Bar Mitzvah you could really be the Bal Korei, even though that's not the minhag, because I think Rav Shechter mentioned from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and the Bach, that since everyone is really listening on themselves, so even the Bar Mitzvah, even if he'd be before Bar Mitzvah, he can read. There was this case where a Bar Mitzvah boy prepared the wrong parsha. He prepared the parsha before he turned 13. And all of a sudden it comes to the day of the week of the Bar Mitzvah, they realize that his birthday is not till the next week. And it's, so there are some poskim that hold that they could really read, because a Bar Mitzvah boy, he can't daven for the Omud, because he can't say the Kedusha, etc., but he could lay in the Torah, even if he's not technically Bar Mitzvah. So even though the minhag is not that way, but that's what B'Shas Adchak we could allow that. In fact, Ramor writes, the whole idea of saying Kaddish, that we say Kaddish, God forbid, when somebody passes away, was only made for Ketanim. Because the real idea is that someone, like Rav Shechter pointed out, someone loses a parent, God forbid, he davens for the Omud. And that's the schus for the parent. But, God forbid, sometimes a child loses a parent, and he can't daven for the Omud, so that's why they made Kaddish. The Kaddish was made for the Ketanim. But for the Kriyas HaTorah, really, even a Ketan could lay in, but the minhag has become that we wait till the Bar Mitzvah for him to read the Torah. But in the situation where he prepared the wrong Torah, the wrong Parsha, because he prepared the Parsha before, perhaps there could be a leniency that he could still lay in the Torah, because a Katan could still lay in the Torah, he just can't daven for the Omud, for the Chazaras HaShatz.
Okay.
Good.